Our next story comes to us from our friends over at The Truth, a podcast of amazing fictional tales. It's about one of those days when you have one of those days that changes everything forever.
Just tell me what you want. Okay, just tell me. Are you hungry? Are you wet? Oh God. Hey.
Hi, beautiful. I'm with Kim and Eric and Libby at the Rover. Come by.
Oh, no, I can't. I'm babysitting my sister's kid.
A bummer. Well, we'll be here pretty late, I think. What time is she coming home?
Monday, so it's a whole weekend of fun.
Ah, how's it going?
Not great.
You want some grown-up company? Be over there in half an hour.
No, I'm not feeling that great.
I'll bring pizza. Some wine, a couple bottles.
Yeah, no, I need to stick here with the kid.
Thing is, I've always had this babysitter fantasy.
Very tempting.
It's done, I'm on my way.
Oh, ow.
I'll see you in half an hour.
No, really, seriously, I'm not up for it.
You've become a very not fun person recently. Do you know that?
I don't feel good. I gotta go. I'm gonna hang up.
Call me if you change your mind.
Okay. Oh, God. What's wrong? Are you sleepy? Do you want to go to bed? Huh? What's... Hey, okay. Hey, you. You are my sunshine. My only sunshine. You make me happy.
Please stop playing!
Ow. What is happening? You're having a stroke.
It's not possible. I'm 34.
You're having a stroke. Don't panic. Be logical.
You're having a stroke.
What do you do?
I need to. Call. Someone.
Adam.
I need to call Adam back.
Good. Mm-hmm. The phone's on the table.
Yeah. The phone with the purple case.
Yes.
So beautiful. Why is it so beautiful?
Don't get distracted. Focus.
Focus. Who are you?
My man. Everywhere. I'm everything. Stay focused, Anne. Your brain is dying.
Oh, God.
But don't be scared.
Oh, God.
Oh. Listen to me.
Oh, I'm scared.
Anne, listen to me. Listen. Don't panic. You need to remember what I'm telling you. Listen to the baby.
Baby.
Listen.
Baby. The baby.
Don't forget.
Baby.
You have to get your phone and call for help.
I need to call.
While there's still time.
Yeah. The phone.
It's on the table.
Yeah.
But be careful.
It's right there. I can get it. It's...
Anne?
I've got it.
Listen to me. I'm leaving.
No, please don't leave me.
I'm sorry. I have to go.
Please.
I'm sorry.
Don't go.
Remember the baby.
Me. Please don't go.
Surprise. Change your mind about pizza? I'm sorry, dude, if I can't hear you. What did you say?
No.
I still can't hear you. Hold on, I'm moving away from the soup box. Okay, that's better. What's going on? It's the babysitter thing, right? Are you okay, Anne?
Good.
He comes to me.
Hello. Please. Where are you? Please, baby. Where are you? Baby. Where are you? Don't stop crying. Don't stop. Please. Don't stop.
Anne,
can you say it? Yeah, that's good. That's enough for now, huh? She needs a break.
Does she know I'm here?
She knows, and she's taking everything in.
Hi, beautiful. Everyone sending their love. We set up a GoFundMe to help you with your medical bills. Almost 4,000 raised already, so. Is she okay? She looks tired.
You have to speak slowly, or she loses some of the words.
Okay. Listen, Anne. I just wanted to say that no matter what, What's that? What do you need, beautiful?
She wants to hold the baby.
Oh, boy!
Here you go. Up, up, up. She really wants that baby.
Thank you, Jonathan Mitchell, for lending us your radio play. Snappus, that story was written by Lewis Kornfeld and produced by Jonathan Mitchell. The part of Anne was played by Anne Carr, Adam was played by Lewis Kornfeld, and Amy Warren was the sister. This piece was commissioned by the Sarah Awards from Sarah Lawrence College. And for more radio fiction magic, you can visit thesarahawards.com and thetruthpodcast.com.